In New Orleans, water continued to pour into low-lying neighborhoods today. The storm surge from Hurricane Rita topped some levees and seeped through others, leaving recently dried-out sections of the city wet once again. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
With water lapping at the windows of the houses in the lower Ninth Ward and flowing through the streets of the Gentilly neighborhood, you could get a case of deja vu in New Orleans today. But the difference between the response to Katrina and to Rita is stark. This morning, construction equipment was already being moved in convoys toward the levee failures. Outside the industrial canal, construction engineers Rick Berry and Steve Truding were discussing how to approach the breach.
What we're trying to figure out is if we can get to that breach over here and throw a rock over there.
By the land?
Or by water?
By land.
Their firms helped repair the levees the first time, and they stressed that it wasn't their work that failed. The temporary levees were simply not high enough. Truding is with the company Pontchartrain Materials.
It's not near the situation that Katrina was. It's manageable, and they should, as soon as this water recedes, we should be able to fix everything, and hopefully we don't get any more storms, we'll be okay.
National Guard helicopters fly low over the once again flooded neighborhood of the lower Ninth Ward, looking for anyone who might have stayed behind. The water is from 4 to 12 feet in places, almost as high as the flooding after Hurricane Katrina. But this time, the neighborhood was already deserted. Lieutenant Colonel Reed Christofferson is with the National Guard.
Today's focus, again, has been on getting in and predominantly reconnaissance. We have teams set up with high-clearance vehicles to come in, and again, if there's location of people that have become stranded, to help remove them from the area.
Christofferson says they've found no one in this neighborhood today. The additional property damage from yesterday's reflooding was probably negligible. The area was already destroyed. The bigger impact is on morale. Officials here say the levee failures set back their recovery by 3 weeks or even a month. And there's a psychological blow to residents of seeing their neighborhood flood once again. Brendan Peake is a firefighter from St. Bernard Parish, right next to the lower Ninth Ward. This morning he was trying to get back home to see if he could be of use, but all roads back into the area are blocked. Last time he was on the other side of this water.
At least this time I had access to a TV so I could see what was going on. Before, you saw it when it was at your feet, so now I knew where the water was coming from, and I knew how far it was going to go. I didn't think it was going to go this far. Apparently, it did again.
And like many residents of the reflooded areas, Peake is asking why the temporary levee was built too low. The two other patch levees in the city of New Orleans were leaking water, but otherwise held up.
They fixed the 17th Street Canal. They fixed the London Canal. They kind of threw some dirt and rocks on the top of this one about Industrial Canal. I don't know. I'm not an engineer, so I don't know how they could have done it any better. But I'm sure they could have came up with a better plan than what they did.
Up on the bridge over the Industrial Canal, you can look down on the lower Ninth Ward. The levee breach is still shooting a waterfall into the neighborhood. I'm joined up on the span by Danny Simon, a New Orleans firefighter just off shift who wanted to look at the damage. His house is reflooded also, but he jokes that more water could only make the place look better. Before Rita, there was a debate in the city over how quickly to rebuild these areas. Simon argues that they have to redesign the infrastructure first.
The most important thing is fixing the levees, getting those up to at least stand a Category 4 or 5 hurricane. And the days of withstanding Category 3 hurricanes is over. They have to do a little bit better than that.
Now that Hurricane Rita has passed, the city can begin pumping the water out of the streets again, clearing the debris again, and continue the grim job of searching for bodies from the last storm. Mayor Ray Nagin says he'd like to begin the repopulation of parts of New Orleans as early as Monday. Robert Smith, NPR News, New Orleans.